From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Another powerful earthquake has hit central Italy, causing injuries and damage, including the collapse of a 600-year-old cathedral. No fatalities have been reported so far. 6.6 magnitude quake was near the town of Norcia, where the Basilica of St. Benedict still stands. Thousands more have been made homeless by the quake.
Noi ricostruiremo tutto.
Prime Minister Matteo Renzi vowed to rebuild houses, churches, and businesses. He said it was the most powerful quake to hit Italy since a 6.9 magnitude quake in 1980, when thousands died. Many had already fled Norcia and surrounding areas following an August 24th quake that killed nearly 300. Two strong aftershocks shook the area on Wednesday. Syrian State TV is reporting that Syrian insurgents have kept up their shelling of government-controlled areas of Aleppo, killing numerous people, including children. A tight siege has been in place since July in rebel-held eastern Aleppo, trapping nearly 275,000 civilians. The dividing lines between government-held and rebel-controlled Aleppo often are streets lined with deserted buildings or extended plastic sheets to mark rival turfs. Somali government troops have recaptured a village in the southern part of the country after Al-Shabaab militants briefly took control of the area. The village, about 250 kilometers northwest of Mogadishu, an area where the militants and government soldiers have frequently fought. People in rural areas, towns, and villages still under control of the militants report a mobilization of fighters preparing to recover parts of southern Somalia. This is VOA News. U.S. law enforcement officials say FBI investigators knew weeks ago that emails found in a separate probe may be related to the email case of Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, but did not reveal their discovery until Friday, just 11 days before the presidential election. The Clinton campaign and Democrats were pleased when the FBI in July said Clinton did not violate the law when she was Secretary of State by using a private computer system for emails. Clinton vowed to campaign on in the race against her opponent, Republican candidate Donald Trump.
So, no matter what they throw at us in these last days, we're not going to back down. We're not going to get distracted. We're not going to get knocked off course because we know how much this election matters.
Trump has also spoken out often since the latest news broke about the emails, calling Clinton corrupt.
Public corruption is a grave and profound threat to a democracy. Government corruption spreads outward like a cancer and infects the operations of government itself.
The presidential election set for November the 8th. Vietnam has reported its first case of microcephaly likely linked to the mosquito-borne Zika virus. 4-month-old girl with an abnormally small head was born in central Vietnam to a mother confirmed to have had the virus when she was pregnant. European Union and Canada have signed a long-delayed free trade agreement in Brussels aimed to boost growth and jobs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signed the Comprehensive and Economic Trade Agreement along with heads of EU institutions. After the signing, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker spoke to reporters.
Today we've signed two agreements that not only symbolize our commitment to a shared future, but also set a common project that will improve the lives of millions of Canadians and Europeans.
The new trade agreement will remove 99% of customs duties between Canada and the 28-member European bloc, linking the single EU market with Canada, the world's 10th largest economy. Pope Francis going to Sweden today to commemorate the Protestant Reformation, when Sweden became a grim place for Catholics, many being punished or deported or even killed. While in Sweden, Pope Francis will join Lutheran leaders for an ecumenical service marking the start of the Jubilee commemorating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.